estás en el templo de Su. Aclara el color de tu aura, busca la paz en la luz. Camina y respira la calma, respeta el silencio del lama. Libera los traumas del karma, mira con los ojos del alma. Recuerda que Dios eres tú, tienes el futuro en tus palmas. La voz que al oído me habla, aléjame de Belcebú, que yo cuidaré de mi espalda. Solo te ruego salud, del resto mi mente se encarga. Ilumíname con virtud y podré caminar sobre el agua. Eleva mi espíritu, guíame lleno de ímpetu. Déjame ganar una copa del mundo como permitiste ganar a Sisu. Quiero encender una vela con solo mirarla desde el ataúd. Llegar a la cima del Fuji y tomar una foto al cielo más azul. Trasciende los planos reales, vive sin barreras mentales. Olvida las cosas banales, que digan los tales y cuales. Aprende lenguas ancestrales, mantente lejos de los males. Recorre los mares, las zonas polares, auroras boreales. Déjame ver la luz, God, yo solo quiero la luz. Déjame ver la luz, God, yo solo quiero la luz. Déjame ver la luz, God, yo solo quiero la luz. Tú la traja la luz, tú la traja la luz, tú la traja la luz. Déjame ver la luz, God, yo solo quiero la luz. Déjame ver la luz, God, yo solo quiero la luz. Déjame ver la luz, God, yo solo quiero la luz. Tú la traja la luz, tú la traja la luz, tú la traja la luz. Déjame ver la luz, God, yo solo quiero la luz. Déjame ver la luz, God, yo solo quiero la luz. Déjame ver la luz, God, que yo solo quiero la luz. Yo solo quiero la luz, yo solo quiero la luz. Según mi tesis, mi mundo se mueve por telequinesis. Las intenciones y las energías giran como piezas de Tetris. Mi vida es un cubo de Rubik, fotografía de Lubezki, dirigida por Stanley Kubrick y banda sonora de Hendrix. Nuestras emociones poseen poderes capaces de encender el fuego. El amor a mi madre me haría cruzar océanos y mover el cielo. Por mi familia daría la vida volando entre rayos y truenos. Mi voz hace que tiemblen los suelos, nuestra fe nos aleja del duelo. Recordamos a Dios solamente en instantes que necesitamos ayuda. Nunca le hablamos al prójimo de corazón con el alma desnuda. Solicitamos perdón según el evangelio de Lucas. Al momento que vamos cayendo tememos a la oscuridad absoluta. Concédeme el tiempo que sea necesario para hacer ver al invidente. Y dame el poder que requiero para poder ayudar a mi gente. Lléname de sabiduría, aléjame la hipocresía. Protege mis crías, mantén en secreto mi filosofía. Camina y respira la calma, estás en el templo de Su. Aclara el color de tu aura, busca la paz en la luz. Respeta el silencio del lama, libera los traumas del karma. Mira con los ojos del alma, recuerda que Dios eres tú. Déjame ver la luz, God, yo solo quiero la luz. Déjame ver la luz, God, yo solo quiero la luz. Déjame ver la luz, God, yo solo quiero la luz. Yo solo quiero la luz, yo solo quiero la luz.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Manufacturing Insanity. We back on the scene. What's going on? It's John Figs here.
Verbal Lexa Pro.
And Emphatic.
Yeah. We got a couple of special guests in the house, man. But what was that we were just playing right there?
That one right there is Lil Supa. L-I-L-S-U-P-A.
Yeah.
Cat from Venezuela.
Yo, dope, man. That's crazy what's going on in Venezuela, too, man.
Speak on that.
Yo, it's crazy. Communism to the fullest, man. Mm. Crazy. People can't eat. You know what I mean? They're controlling what you eat, how much you can eat, toilet paper. People don't even have toilet paper out there.
Damn.
Venezuela, man. They're struggling, man. Yo, peace to those brothers, man, and sisters, man. It's guerrilla warfare out there. You know what I mean? They taking it to the streets. They fighting every single day. People dying. They refugees. They fleeing to different countries. They in DR heavy.
Wow.
Yeah, India, Puerto Rico, everywhere, man. Sad.
No, yeah, definitely, man. It's just, I don't understand why it has to be like a political thing. Like, oh, we have to have this certain system in here in place because we think it's best for you. But if the people are struggling, how is it the best for the people? You know?
Exactly. Look what's happening in Puerto Rico, man.
Yeah.
That's some crazy. It's still going on. Yeah. People don't have light. You know what I mean? Electricity and nothing, man. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. The food.
That and their political status, too, as well, you know?
Well, they corrupt, man. They corrupt. Yeah. They corrupt. The politicians taking all the food for themselves, not sharing it with the people, you know? People dying of hunger. It's crazy. It's some crazy shit, man.
Yeah, I was watching the Dominican news with my mother earlier.
Yeah.
And I see some guy, they caught him for something. And I'm like, damn, man, how fucked up that he got caught. You know what I mean? Like, you know, in DR, it's kind of corrupted. And you're like, yo, how the what did the fuck this guy do to get caught? You know what I mean?
You got
to
do some crazy shit, right?
Yeah, like, you know, they caught him. You know, usually you give a couple dollars and, you know, shit disappears, you know?
It ain't like that, though, man. They shooting. The cops out there shooting motherfuckers, shotguns and everything. I seen a crazy video. We got some special guests in the house.
Coming through like smoke and Mortal Kombat.
Word. Yo, take the director's cut, man. The couch. The director's
cut? Casting couch.
The casting couch.
Never that.
Word. That's how we running things Hollywood style over here. Word up. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, we just touching on Venezuela, the brother Lil Supa. It's so ironic though, he using the Lil. Right, because all the rappers.
He's a short dude.
Not only that, but yo, thank you, brother. Blessings. Not only that, but the Lil is something that's is new now. I mean, it's not new. Lil Wayne started that whole craze, but if you want to rap nowadays, you gotta have that Lil in front. That Lil. And that's old school. That Lil is old school.
Before Verbal Lexapro, I was Lil.
You was double Lil? Oh, shit.
Double L.
Man. Yo, there's a mic right there. We got Pat. Yo, Paranormal. Introduce yourself to the people, man.
You can hear me?
Yeah, go. Talk.
Yo, peace, man. Paranormal, a.k.a. Phantom Assassin, Corona Queens representative, man. Glad to make my season debut with y'all.
That's a fact.
A little season debut. Just walked in here late.
Word up.
Had to get some of the brewskis, man, just to get us through.
Cheers.
For those that
don't know, Paranormal is the Paranormal MC coming at your fleet that you claim is elite.
Wow, that was his first rhyme. That was his first rhyme he ever wrote.
That was one of them. Yeah, it was definitely one of them. That one always sticks out for some reason. Maybe because Porky's embedding it in my head. Well, did that shit.
Yeah, when did you start writing? Like, at what age that you just decided to put words together that rhyme?
I decided to start writing, I would say, around 13, 14. Mm. But that was, like, before, like, those junior high school days, I actually was a battle MC.
Oh, yeah?
You was battling, sir?
Yeah. I couldn't
you trying to make smack?
I couldn't write for shit. I didn't know what smack was, but it was, you know, it was out of fun.
Fight Club. I think Fight Club was around that time.
I think Fight Club was around at that time. But fucking, yeah, I did that. I couldn't really write for shit. I couldn't really construct things well. Then for some reason, when I started dedicating my time around 16, 17 years old, I started dedicating to song structure, alliteration, punchlines, just the science of writing. Mm. That battle stuff I did not want to do anymore. And I lost whatever skill I had attached to it.
What was the worst experience you had battling? Like, was it like nerves or was it a bad diss where you're like, fuck you, you know, I'm gonna punch you in the face? What was it?
Nah, it never got to that extreme. I mean, the worst thing was probably accepting my first loss.
Yeah, that's the toughest one.
First loss is always the toughest.
But it's necessary. I think you gotta take L's in life no matter what field of what you do, because you have to learn from it.
Yo, I was trying to battle too one time, right? My first and last battle, man. I go to a hooky jam. Okay. I crash a hooky jam. And it's for Queensville High School. Queensville, oh, my God. I see my god sister there. I start battling this dude. I said some whack shit, man.
How old are you?
I was 15.
You were okay.
I dissed the Queensville girls. I rhymed Queensville with Queens hoes.
Yo, that's a good one. That's a good one.
But I dissed the whole party. And everyone started booing and, oh, man.
That's going to happen.
And that was the last time I battled.
Were tomatoes thrown at you?
Worse. Platanos and fucking. They were making mango. I got a side chichon thrown at me. I was like, yo.
The cheese.
Raw one. Raw one.
The tres golpes.
Yo, fucking onion hit my eye. It was crazy. But, yo.
Oh, God.
That's, you know what I mean? You got to take this battling, man. That's battling. Life is a battle. Man. You know what I mean?
Life is indeed a battle.
Yo, we got and we got other people here, too. What's up, brother? What's your name over there?
Yo, what's going on?
Introduce yourself.
Yo, this is Juan Jaquez for short. Yo, you know what it is? First time here. Thank you guys for the opportunity.
Oh,
very,
shit.
Very exciting to be here.
Thank you for joining us, man.
No thank
problem.
You for joining
no
us,
problem.
Man.
Word yeah. up.
I love the environment. I love the vibes.
And we could get these damn beers open. Damn.
I just
spent like
10
minutes trying to open my shit.
I had to go old school. My keychain is like being worn out like crazy.
Yo, that's yours?
Yeah. She was worn out. Yo, it was many lonely nights, my friend. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Son Dominicano, papá.
For real. We need a chisel and hammer here. I mean.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
You need a
blowtorch. Cheers to that. Cheers.
I still don't have mine. Where the fuck? Yo, there's still one that needs to be open.
Great. And I am the only one drinking water, ladies and germs.
Oh, I got
well, he has coconut water.
I got
the high-end water.
He has coconut water. He's a little fancy today.
It has like 10% alcohol in it.
Yo, but word. Yo, I was reading something, man. I came across Wale, man, he's a dope artist, man. What do y'all think of Wale?
I don't really know his history like that, man.
Yeah?
Yeah,
Wale's a dope. He's a dope artist.
I heard the name. I haven't.
He's Wale. He's affiliated with Rick Ross and that whole team.
Oh, the Young, is it Young Money?
No. Young Money.
Right?
Young Money is Lil Wayne,
oh,
Drake,
okay,
and them.
Okay.
Drake, you were tweeting. We spoke earlier.
You
tweeted
you
about
you love
Drake's album, the Scorpion.
You bastard, that does not exist. Not even in alternative reality does that exist. No offense, just not my cup of tea, you know?
Yo, thank you, brother. Yo, cheers, fellas, cheers.
Cheers
once again.
Word.
But yo, if I can comment one thing, like you brought up Wale, and you said that as Rick Ross's, like, man that he put him on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I got to say, I heard, I don't know if it was the last or the second or last, my man Najee, shout out to Najee, put me on to one of Rick Ross's albums, and it's like, wait, I never heard Rick Ross rhyme like this.
I mean,
it was like, I was intrigued. I really was intrigued. I'm like, damn, why doesn't he rhyme like this more often?
To me, Rick Ross has always had good production. That's why he's at the level, I guess, whatever level you want to call it at, he's at. He's always had good production. Was it the Justice League?
I think one of them joints was the Justice League.
Word.
Yeah. And then before that, heavy 808s and all that stuff, it was Lex Luger. Lex Luger, right?
Wait, Justice League, any relation to Ninth Wonder and them? Crisis?
I'm not sure. Okay.
Ninth Wonder is part of Justice League, isn't
it? That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
But the reason I bring up Wale, right, he had tweeted something, right? He was fed up. He was like, yo, I came across, I read that, so I was like, yo, this is crazy. He's fed up with the whole industry. So it's weird when you see artists that are in the industry trying to kind of exploit and just bring it to light, bring the truth to the light. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of heads are scared of even doing that.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, record sales or being dropped by the label or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm going to quote, you know, quote unquote, he was like, yo, I'm tired. I'm tired of this music industry. This music industry will take your soul, then make you want to leave. Niggas don't respect humble niggas, and humble niggas don't respect intelligence. Mm. They'll ask you for this or that, and you'll deliver, and then they'll say it never happened. Let me air out some people. It'll make headlines. Let me uplift some people. It'll get you buried quicker than you can say Lean or Molly. That's crazy.
Wow. Wait, when was this?
It was a while, I want to say a few weeks back.
Nah, it's still fresh, man. I mean, if it's just a few weeks back.
They'll kill you and worship you when you're gone.
Oh, yeah.
That's some real shit, right?
No flowers for the living, man.
No flowers for the living.
No.
Word up,
I mean, dude, I believe even if our favorite MCs have explained it in their songs in subliminal artistic ways, yeah, there is something very scary on that elitist level of fucking the industry. It is, man.
Yeah, man.
There's not a coincidence that you have music that's so popular now that is so
brain dead.
Brain dead. So mediocre. So like, and it's not even a skill. It's a trend.
They're not even
putting for you to build yourself and chisel yourself in skill and put the 10,000 hours in or even try to elevate to a status that you surprise yourself. It's a fucking trend, and that's a scary thing. I'm not even saying it on some conspiracy theorist shit, which I'm sure we can get into that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is not a coincidence that it is a dumbing down thing. I don't think you have to be young or old or you know, old school, new school. It's for the sake that I think if you perceive it, you can't just brush it away.
Yeah, well, this beer is fucking hot as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But, yo, it's so crazy because Tekashi 6ix9ine, he's the biggest shit right now. The dude with the colorful hair. He what?
He trends himself.
He's a troll.
He trolls and trends himself.
He was kidnapped. He kidnapped. He got pistol whipped, and they robbed him for like $700,000.
He looked clean for getting robbed, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he looked
too clean, right?
Yeah.
Word. And ironically, or coincidentally, the next day he drops a single with Nicki Minaj.
Did he?
What a surprise.
Wait, did he really?
And you know what it is? Like, people are stupid. That's it.
Well, this is the thing, man.
They're not stupid.
But that's marketing today.
It is marketing to him.
Today, that is marketing.
But that's like marketing with depravity. Mm. Like, you deprave and
they don't have skill.
God. Listen, none against the brother. I'm sure I could sit down and have a drink with him. We could chill. Yeah. You know, whatever. Yeah. But, if this winds up being like just this whole fucking trend or some kind of
publicity stunt,
which it is.
Yeah, probably because I really don't know too much of the story. I've just heard about this maybe, but I didn't pay no mind to it. Like when I see that, I don't bother. I'm not interested in seeing any of that shit.
You know, I'm a fan of hip hop, and I have Instagram, unfortunately. But like, why do they show Tekashi on my shit? That's not hip hop to me.
No, same here. Nah,
like,
I don't.
Why do I need this information?
That's hip hop. Nah. In 2018,
the culture, man. They're changing the culture.
Whether we like it or not, they are changing the culture.
How they change? How do you think they changed the culture?
What do you mean how they? Looking at how music was done before, lyrics had bass. Lyrics had meaning. Today, now, that's a hit.
Yeah, that's
no words, just a melody. And it's catchable. You know what I mean? It's like, it's contagious.
It's point almost blank, like chorus
that's it.
First.
You're an
right?
artist. You're done.
Chorus first.
Is it? I mean,
people in general are not even supporting actual lyrics or actual artists that sit down in a room night and day to write something that is intimate to them and share it with the world.
From their soul.
Exactly.
Like no one cares about the music
no
anymore.
No one is about that life anymore because they have been so conditioned to not even think about it anymore.
I'm going
to
tell y'all something, right? I met this lady. She was like, she was like, I'm running late, blah, blah, blah. She worked at Broadway. So me fucking around, I'm overhearing her conversation. Mm-hmm. She's like, I need somebody to fill in for today's show. Me, I'm fucking around. Yeah, well, I get my acting on. Hell yeah, put me in. She goes, how many Instagram followers you have? And I'm like, maybe she's fucking around. So I'm like, I don't know. In the thousands? Oh, no, you need like hundreds of thousands for me to put you in. And I'm like, damn, I only got like 1,000. But, you know, they're like, yo, that's what matters today. It's what you can do to get the attention of the people. It's not about the music. It's not about talent.
It's to sell.
The bigger the number, the more you're able to sell.
Yeah, but now you're being valued by a number of users. Like, you're not a human being anymore. You're just a number.
You're not.
We were a number beforehand anyway, but.
You're a number in everything, though. Man,
you take pictures of, I don't know, what's popular, cats and hot dogs and food and all that, and then now you're popular because of that.
This I gotta bring up. We were bumping the album on the way here.
Which one? The Drake one that you like so much?
You bastard, Drake. Yo, listeners, Biggs is fucking around, all right? He's a joke maker.
He's a joke maker. I like that one. He's a joke maker.
Seinfeld. All right, yo, we were bumping the Supreme Blindtell album on the way here.
I got it now.
Which I believe is one of the top 10 albums of the year, in my opinion. This is a dude, I forgot what his followers were on Twitter, but it doesn't matter. Let's just say he has 30,000, 40,000, which I think that's kind of realistic. His follower.
That's decent for a number for them.
Yeah, let's just say that's not even decent. Look at his fans. His fans buy physical copies. They buy his shirt. It's not about, let me get a discount.
Right.
Oh, I'll find a way to stream it, or I find a way to download it legally. Like, he has a core of fans
right.
that he incites. That is like, nah, this is how it was back in the, you know, back in our day, like when we looked forward to when an album dropped, that we set money aside. Like, you remember when Stillmatic dropped? Didn't you like set money aside? Like, yo, Nas is back. Nas is fucking back. Like,
That feeling, that Tuesday feeling. Yeah, it's like going to numbers and shit.
It's like you're anticipating this long-awaited movie you've been waiting for 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And it, like, I think what that's why I got so much respect for West Side Gun, because his style invoked fans to catch that feeling again.
He said it got me.
I had to buy his album because I was waiting for so many months.
He said in an interview, I think he said, I don't have millions of followers, but the followers that I have are fans. They're not followers.
Yeah, yeah. They're so supporters.
They're supporters.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the difference, man. I mean, clout chasing is the big thing now.
Yo, big time. Big time. There's very rare that you have actual fans. You most likely have followers just to say, oh, I have him in my following feed or show. But it's not really about, oh, I know what he did back in the days, I know what he's coming about, or anything like that. We are completely disconnected in today's world. So it's crazy. It's crazy what's going down.
And you know what's crazy that you bring that up? Like, we are disconnected for the sake that we're uncomfortable. I'm not going to say us, because who knows? Like, everyone's personality here is different. But with that disconnection, we're finding it more alien and more uncomfortable to actually engage with other human beings the way we used to.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't think so?
Yeah,
I see that already.
Exactly. Like, there's some people who call, I don't want to talk to this guy right now. I'm going to talk, like, even something simple as that, talking to another human being on the phone is slowly becoming awkward and uncomfortable.
Yeah,
for
people. You see, know what I mean? These things here, the podcast, couple years, is going to be all text messaging.
You think so?
Through the internet. People don't even want to talk face-to-face with each other.
I mean, but the core of the podcast, the basis of the core element is of conversation piece.
It's gonna be through text.
You think so?
I'm telling you, man.
Oh man, that's
it's gonna
that's
be crazy.
Sad.
Hopefully, we're here to make changes. Cause we can't have that.
Yo, Black Mirror is getting truer and truer every time
I
fucking watch that.
Black
Mirror
is a dope show.
That's such a dope show.
Exactly. That and Carbon. What is it? Carbon.
I heard of Carbon.
Yo,
I haven't
Carbon
watched
is
it.
Sick. So crazy. So crazy. It's a must watch.
I heard good shit about it though.
It is. It is interesting, but it's so sad. That's where humanity is going.
What's the name of that show?
Carbon.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it a while ago.
I think Altered Carbon.
Altered Carbon.
Yo, Juan. So, Juan, man, listen. Speaking of music, we're going to take it to another art form, which is drawing. And how do you feel of you're an artist?
Yeah.
So, how do you feel drawing something by hand opposed to being digital? Everything's digital now.
So, all right, it's a very interesting field because so you have freehand sketches. You're more delicate to the touch, and you could really go in and be as detailed as you wish. Digital gives you the same ability, but times, let's say, 100, because now you're dealing with, on top of your hand drawing, now you're adding a graphical element that couldn't be possible previously.
That's kind of like auto-tunes.
Sort of, yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So now with these tools, you're able to emphasize, or not even emphasize, you could actually amplify your abilities and your artistic imagination at that. So now it's not just drawing a real-life sketch of somebody. Now you could actually, taking it to the digital platform, you could do an actual real-life of a person. Plus, you could do the background of a whole completely different universe that looks realistic to the eye, but it only lived in your mind, and you only have the tools and able to express them.
I got a question.
That's dope, man.
Do you think the mistakes you do in art is art within itself?
Yes, because without those mistakes, you don't know what's right or wrong.
Yeah,
I highly concur with that.
That's being human.
Yeah. Exactly. We need mistakes in order for us to appreciate what's right.
I think
that idea is crazy because I think about RZA not quantizing his beats.
It's not a mistake.
It's just, you know, it gives it more swing. You know what I'm saying? So
what do you
I don't know.
Not,
I thought
human,
that was
yeah, not quantizing?
Quantizing, like everything goes on beat. Like when you make music, everything goes on beat.
Okay.
Like, what's it called? A syncopation? When you just do it off, like, I guess, freehand? Like
His flow is like that, too. Yeah. He don't be on beat sometimes.
Yeah.
It gives it that humanized feeling, you know?
But look what RZA has done with him not being on beat. He could say so many things that.
We're talking lyrically.
Say. Yeah, lyrically. Okay. Even lyrically, like RZA not intentionally being on beat opens up other avenues for to say things that he couldn't say if he was on beat. You know what I mean? Like what's that verse? Impossible. Tell me that Impossible verse wasn't crazy.
Yeah, that song, Impossible.
That shit was a fucking quotable to me. And I know Ghost got the quotable for that song, which one of the most heartfelt.
You think so? He wasn't even in Topic. What are you talking about?
I kind of like that, though.
He wasn't even on Topic.
Dude, the Wu-Tang Forever, you know, was all on Streams of Consciousness. That's why I love that fucking album. It was all a stream of consciousness.
It was.
I thought was no one has done that in hip hop, man. At that time, maybe Cool Keith. Cool Keith.
I think Paranormal's
the consciousness to a full degree.
I think so.
I've done it a good amount of times. I'll admit that. Yeah, I definitely done it a good amount of times.
But I mean that's what it is, man. With art, you know.
I wanted to talk to Juan about his endeavors in the Dominican Republic, like the whole solar. Power situation.
Oh, nice.
Like if you
that
could,
idea, yeah, that was an idea we were talking about.
You guys going to the high tech, to the future?
Yeah.
But first, you think you can bless us with, how should I say this? Like, do you think, like, your artwork crosses over into, like, the advocacy of solar power? Do you put that in your work?
All
right. Now we're cooking.
Good question.
Yeah,
great question.
I wrote that one down in my house. You know what I mean?
All right. All right.
That's what's up, man.
Wow, that shit just gave me goosebumps. All right. Yeah, so, Pete. So, what I do, well, I do art, right? So, Okay, 10 years ago, I used to work in a lockdown facility or whatever with kids that had behavioral issues. So this basically opened up the doors for me to see what basically goes on when kids need help and they need basically guidance. So one of the things that I learned about the program was that they had fewer activities for the kids, but they were not really hands-on with the kids. So one day I decided to, you know what, I need to break this mold because I cannot do this. I can't sit down around helping around and acknowledging that I could do a little bit more, and these kids are just getting basically medication rather than one-on-one attention. So instead of me going about the whole curriculum of sitting down, watching TV or playing video games, this on and so forth, me as an artist at the end of it all, I began with my creative juices and developed these characters, which are like simple stick figures. These stick figures now are basically, I designed them to inspire younger kids to express themselves how they want, however they want it to, just for the simple fact for them to be able to be creative and express how they feel. So me taking this as a carrier or a mobile endeavor or project, I decided to go about it in setting up a whole product line of the characters. That's one. Two, I'm looking into growing it into learning centers in DR, let's say Puerto Rico, and like campito sides, you know what I'm saying? Like little country sides where basically schools don't really exist. Why not bring it to them? So to me, I feel that if I make enough waves with my characters, I'm able to generate enough finances to support these learning centers that will help others rather than for me to continue taking from my audiences or my supporters and just keeping it for buying Ferraris and shit like that. Because you know what? Who fucking needs 20 fucking Ferraris anyways?
That's dope. That's
real. Like, I feel like with 80 grand a year, I'm happy. I could sustain my family with it and all that good stuff. Everything else, que se joda. We donating that shit to learning centers y pa research y otra vaina.
Yo, salute, brother. I respect
that's
that.
That's dope.
Powerful. You know, that's very powerful. That, man.
Go right on, guys. You know
and,
what I mean?
And that's something that you touched upon, that especially in the arts. Like, I think that is so crucial for education.
Big time.
Like, for a child during like, especially the elementary school years. It's something crucial. Like, what is knowledge without creativity and vice versa?
Exactly. Everything we see, we touch, and we hear is creativity. Yeah. Yeah. Take that, remove that from school. Now you got a plain board, basically a cardboard, just doing whatever is told. Yeah. We don't need that.
And it's not even learning. It's memorizing.
Exactly. We don't.
That's
need
what it
that.
Is. You're memorizing.
Because who's gonna make the world better? It's not a fucking robot. It's a freaking human being that actually connects with the environment it's in.
The spark, man.
And, you know what I mean, showing compassion and everything else that come with being a human being.
But AI is right around the corner, man.
It doesn't matter. AI is an extension of the human
kind. We're having sex with robots, man.
Yo, that's people that are completely lost already.
I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, I would try it, though. I'm not going to lie.
You would try that shit?
What are you talking about?
I'm kind of.
You see, that's the problem. You're thinking about the feeling.
Yeah, it feels good.
Exactly. That's empty. That's that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm kind of curious, though.
Wait.
I want to get some robot pussy, like, nigga.
Wait. Emphatic and Figs, you guys are talking about, like, transferring your consciousness?
No.
Transferring my semen.
We're talking robots.
Not transferring.
We were thinking of transferring. We were running a train on a robot. Transferring from.
Ain't nothing like a real fucking woman, man.
But they're making it so realistic.
Yeah, and then
you won't know the difference.
But it's not real.
And, nigga,
you saw Blade Runner, man.
You could download something that she'll talk to you what you want to hear.
Yeah. And she'll make you a sandwich right after.
But this is the old.
Papi, esto es tuyo.
Now you got it. You seen Ex Machina?
That joint was crazy.
I wanted to see that.
That's a dope flick, man.
I haven't seen it.
That bitch went AWOL though.
But see, that was the same thing with Blade Runner 2049. Like, to a far distant future. I forgot. I think it was 2049. I'm sorry.
2049.
AI was so advanced that they were born without knowing that they're cyborgs, or for the sake that they started. It's a highly philosophical movie. Like, what's a soul? What's a human with a soul? What's a human with, like? It's a very deep philosophical movie. That's why Blade Runner is one of the illest fucking films of all time to me. Both of those parts, B.
You see, so you compare it to the first one, the remake.
You're saying, okay, you're gonna have a cyborg, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
It's a human being.
Is it a human being?
It's gonna be a human being.
Creator.
It's a being, but it's something else.
But it's a human being.
It's still a machine. No.
Machines are gonna listen.
No.
Dinosaurs had their time. We're just primates. We have our time.
No.
It's going to be a time where we're not going to be here. Who's going to be next? AI is going to be next.
Y'all keep on stressing that we're not going to be here.
We will be here. We're going to be the next people in the zoo. We're going to be the animals in the zoo.
Hopefully not.
AI is going to have us. They're going to visit us.
We're going to be the slave labor? Is that
that's the reason why we need people to get up on their game.
We're going to be the pets.
Supposedly, conspiracy theories. We came here to be slaves.
AI is being so.
That's deep. That's some other level.
AI is being so advanced that scientists are pulling back on research because they're getting scared because it's so.
That's the problem. I mean, if you see a problem, you should not turn around because of fear. You need to turn around because you already have the solution to it. Mm. Because now if you go about it and you let AI take over,
because we
played God. First of all, we played God, bringing that up to life. Then cleaning your hands, not taking responsibility of what you just finished creating.
Damn.
So therefore, why are you even bothered then?
It's got to be an off switch.
Exactly the point we're missing out on.
There's going to be a point that
where they know the off switch
they're
is there.
Know the fucking off switch.
But the problem is that we need everyone, and then we're talking about everyone, 99%+ to be in the boat of learning what this science
is
about.
Hold that thought, because you right now, brother.
Were you playing Computer Love?
Something like that.
Computer Love.
I can't hit that. Technical difficulties.
Doesn't work on mine.
Well.
Is this the right one?
Yeah, it's the same one I used.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, just give us a second.
You might have to take the case off.
Is it going all the way in? That's what she said.
Oh.
for whom the bells toll. Tensions emote, Capitol Hill explodes, abandon our hope. Welcome my comrades with the toast. Leaders honored, rocking, inverted, cruise, Shamada. Lost souls brought forth from the sins of the father. Bible codes are load, apocalyptic authors of horror. Survivors of the darkest hours in this world of corporate monsters. Prophets of doom, demons and ties and suits strive for loot. Want you, souls are auctioned in the global showroom. Reach the highest senses, soul extension, the cosmic nexus. Hidden message stored in the new and collectors. My peace remain resolute, pursue the truth, declared offensive. Rebels level headed, in the sickest state of senses. What's valued the most, seems lovely and precious. Dodge the fall, they got you worshipping the bling and benzes. Pyramids of the Pentagon, strip the face and puppet demagogue. So fuck your money shrine in your house of God. Trapped in Babylon, brainstorms to riot storm. Opposition brought forth by the wicked and lost. If modern pawns reach across, grasp the holy cross. If the world is finished, it ain't the first time it ended, y'all. Trapped in Babylon, brainstorm to riot storm. Opposition brought forth by the wicked and lost. If modern pawns reach across, grasp the holy cross. If the world is finished, it ain't the first time it ended, y'all. Cyberdyne exists, it's not just a Hollywood script. Flip with high caliber mindsets, fully equipped. Glorify violence, the feeble-minded shots and all the slightest. Leaks of information that leads to unified riots. Master plans, granted passion through the effigies of Baphomet. Initiated by unusual sexual practices. Bohemian Grove, Moloch and Stone, mystic scrolls. Esoteric and monolithic in tone. Exchange your soul to propose. Limited edition chrome explodes to make a point known. By assassins and the message, media fails to mention. Probably committed with a blank expression. Neutralized targets, made examples of. And inject fear in all of us. Deposit clips at your noggin. Big brothers watch. You can't remove the bloodstains in the star-spangled carpet. We're equal bolts of the force, the peace of the SWAT bombing. Alarming your squadron, we've risen where most have fallen. Trapped in Babylon, brainstorm to riot storm. Opposition brought forth by the wicked and lost. If modern pawns reach across, grasp the holy cross. If the world is finished, it ain't the first time it ended. Trapped in Babylon, to riot storm. Wicked and lost in modern pawns. If the world is finished,
my man Juan had to Eye of the Tiger.
Yo, just for the record, that was Rocky 3, right? I remember that was Rocky 3.
Damn, I want to say Rocky 2, man.
I don't think it was 2. I think 2 played, because 2 started with him heading to the hospital, right? Yes. And then they played the joint with that big pun sample. Dun,
dun, dun, do you dun, think dun, our dun, listeners dun, dun. Will know?
Right. They know.
Maybe our listeners comment. Should drop a comment. You know what I'm saying? Drop a comment right there.
Yeah, drop a comment below.
I'm convinced it's part 3, man. That's just me. We get into that.
No, I don't know, man. I say part 2. I say right. 2.
I think I'm 2. Sold on 2, bro.
But let's see.
Yo, so we
whoever gets it right, we'll you get a prize.
Yo,
you get 5 minutes with one of them AI robots.
Yo, wow.
I don't know, it will be clean though, but you get it.
Yo, so back to this AI biz. So you guys mentioned Ex Machina. I think you guys should also once you watch that, go into Uncanny. Uncanny will make your jaw drop.
I heard of the title. I didn't.
You heard of the
Uncanny?
Title, but the content within it, yo, is mind blowing.
You,
period. It's
you know,
outrageous.
When we first linked up today, you brought up the whole They Live.
Yeah,
I want you to talk about that movie, a little bit, man.
Oh, damn.
And its relationship to what we were talking about earlier.
Classic.
I know.
Rowdy Piper. Rowdy. What is it? Rowdy Piper?
Yeah, Rowdy Piper.
Yeah.
Boys, I'm here to chew bubblegum and kick some ass. Yeah. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Rest in peace, man. Rest in peace, Rowdy.
I mean, yeah,
rest in peace. Talk about that? Yeah.
Oof. Oof. All right. So for those that haven't seen the movie, this movie is intense. This goes old school. This old school movie, basically, is a guy that finds a box of sunglasses. Now, what's so special about the whole commotion of these sunglasses is that when he looks at billboards, he doesn't see what the regular Joe sees, which is could be like shop at Armani or shop at basically
advertisement.
Or Gucci.
Yeah, advertisement.
But instead of seeing the advertisement, it basically, when you put on the glasses, it basically tells you to reproduce or to spend more money. Basically
obey.
The obey thing was there. Subliminal messages that you basically do not see are you are able to decipher with the sunglasses on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So this is basically a movie that's basically interpreting what's happening today.
Yeah.
Because people are so detached of what's happening that they don't really know what's really being sold to them until it's the last minute and somebody and family members in the bed already. You know what I mean? So
that film was what, 80?
86, I want to say.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. 86. Glasses give people an altered perception of reality. It basically filters out.
Yeah. What's fake
Wait,
and Lexa, lets you see the real.
Lexapro, you never seen it?
I never seen it, no.
You haven't seen it?
Yo, the first time I discovered They Live was the Arrivals documentary, because they use clips of that to push their point. I don't know if you guys ever heard of The Arrivals.
Yeah,
about those Muslim brothers, they talk, you know, they break down the Illuminati and all that other shit.
Hell yeah, The Arrivals.
Yeah, it's not a movie, it's a documentary on
But not only that, though. Pardon me, but in the movie, when you are looking at people, you could see who's a zombie, like who's amongst them and who's not. So if I look at you, you could be poor if you're poor. I look outside, I look at another person, they could be in a skeletal form. That means that they're part of that. That agenda. They're part of the agenda. Not zombies, but they're part of the agenda.
But it was like an alien race, right?
Like an alien.
I haven't seen the film. I haven't seen the film in years, but it was like an alien race.
They call it like lizard people.
Oh, I don't know.
Reptilians.
How many people?
Anunnaki type shit.
How many people had access to these glasses?
So in the movie, only this basically. All right. So in the movie, he's trying to let people know about this, and to his luck, he actually has a partner in crime, which basically allows him, helps him get a job in a construction site. And this guy basically is looking at him kind of retarded because he's telling him what he sees with the glasses on, but he doesn't believe him.
No one believes him.
And he tried to force him to put on the sunglasses, and they basically have a full-blown fight. After the 10 minutes of fighting, the other individual comes and put on his sunglasses.
Nigga, 10 minutes? What they fought 12 rounds? It might have felt like that. It was a minute, bro. It was like a minute.
They owned the alleyway. All
right? Yeah, the extended version. That's what you saw.
But, yo, my dude, it's crazy because after the whole beatdown, it was that he put on the sunglasses and be like, all right, you know what? Whatever. Let me put them on and let me see what it is that you're talking about. And once he put them on, he actually saw things that he did not know existed, which is basically in what's happening today. For those that are getting the serum of actual news doses in our everyday life, we start looking at things that are very different than what we were taught to look at things.
Yo,
that's true, man.
Yo, dude, watching The Arrivals the first time, which bugged the fuck out of me, I felt like that too.
The Arrivals?
Yeah.
Mm.
That documentary bugged me the fuck out, man.
Yo, talking about altered states and seeing reality for what it is, I just want to give a shout out to somebody I'm looking at right now. Derek, my cousin, he's in the building.
Get okay. Derek.
Yo, you know, like, we talk about mental health on the show as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
I told you to hold back and not disclose everything you know because it seems like you're just like, how should I say, like a torrent. Just flooding the industry with, flooding my mind with all this information. I wanted to ask you about your take on pharmaceuticals, SSRIs, you know what I'm saying, antipsychotics, and the latter, which would be like, you know, natural herbs stuff. You know, you mentioned Dr. Sebi, if you want to talk about that.
Okay.
Speaking of natural herbs, like that.
Yo, my dude. I love herbs, baby. Yo, can we light up, though?
Light it up.
Yo, for sure. All right, so check it. So this is what's happening. So a lot of people seem to... Oh, my backpack is over there. So anyways. So these psychotic situations are basically derived from food. Majority or vaccination. Now, if you haven't noticed, chemtrails are happening also.
Chemtrails, yeah, yeah.
Also,
that's causing allergies, right?
Exactly. Well, we have a whole bunch of issues going down with everything going from the pharmaceutical industry to the food industry. And it's kind of sad because people, when you let them know, they think that you're on some other shit and automatically you're rendered out to be
an outlier.
One of those, you don't know what you're talking about. You just read that and
you're crazy.
Oh, you're talking pseudoscience.
Yeah. Yo. If we were the most advanced motherfuckers in the world.
You could curse.
Okay, great.
You don't want to curse?
No, I do not.
Okay, respect that.
But you know what I mean? It's like, it's sad because, yo, we are so advanced for our own good. Because, like, we had solutions to automotive solutions back in the 1900s. Now, you telling me that we're going to have a nice, decent 30-year gap where technology didn't freaking evolve and we only ended up with these combustion engines? You must be out your mind.
Well, you're talking about from 1900s to the 1930s?
I'm tapping into the 1900s, the discoveries of 1900s, and everything that came after the 1900s.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, there's a whole lot that we're missing in between those years. And a lot of people don't seem to put any thought to it because they're living in the present, and they're stuck in the present.
It seemed like virtually every decade, though, mankind has somehow brought the best next thing of... Whether it was what, sliced bread to
if it's making money. If it's making money.
Exactly.
And if it's benefiting.
Pharmaceutical companies is a profit.
It's a profit
trail business.
I'm going to tell you something about the pharmaceutical company, right? Me being as a dietitian, I work with diabetics.
Yeah.
I work at a clinic that works with a hospital. The hospital, they sent over their patients, right?
Ka-ching.
A lot of them feed them these pills to try out.
Ka-ching.
Money. That's money.
Samples.
They give them samples. They try the samples. They see the side effects.
They get hooked.
In human form. A lot of them have placebos as well.
Oof. Oh, yeah.
What I try to do is I try to wing them off for all of that shit. Do everything naturally. Eating, exercising, lose weight, reverse diabetes.
Nah, that's righteous right there.
They got so pissed off because the patients weren't taking what they were supposed to take. They cut funding.
Yeah.
I went from working 5 days a week to working 3 days a week to working 1 day a week.
But do you see the impact of your information?
Yes.
Exactly. Imagine that at a bigger scale.
Exactly, yes.
Which is the problem that they had to take out one of the greatest, unfortunately, to make sure that they're... system continue to work.
It's money. Mm. They're in the government. They're in cahoots with the government.
And that's synonymous to dudes in the hoods trying to organize themselves just to get vegetation. Like, they trying to grow their own gardens. Like, and for the community. Not even for a specific family in an apartment or such and such. Like, they're actually trying to do, like, community gardens in their own hoods.
But, I mean...
just for the sake of nutrition and growing your own food and... being knowledgeable and, you know what I mean, how to cultivate and all that other shit.
But I think that approach is kind of crazy, though. You know what I mean? Even though
crazy good or crazy bad?
I think it's both. Crazy good, crazy bad.
So there's pros and cons.
Manufacturing insanity.
Pros and cons. The simple fact that, first of all, you living in the projects, you don't want to start growing things out there in the open. Mm-hmm. You don't have
where the hell are you going to grow it in the projects?
Yeah, exactly.
At your windowsill?
Yeah. Listen, you.
Some of them have done it on roofs. I've seen some. I've seen them.
Well, it's cool, but the thing is, like not everyone has the same mentality.
No, of course.
The moment that you have people that are synchronizing the same frequency and acknowledging what is their purpose, their true purpose within this earth, then unfortunately, then you can. You know what I mean, a project could be one of those sources where you could actually have natural foods, but unfortunately, that's not what you're there for.
Yes.
The projects, I believe, and I feel like coming from the project, is just a stepping stool for you to get your life organized and leave. But some people just feel too comfortable Everything is a lot more affordable, and everything is so close. I'd rather just stay.
Well, it's a social project at the same time.
That's why it's called projects.
Exactly. Yeah. But at the same, but yeah, but
a lot of people are and I hate to say this, are blind or just don't see the meaning to anything else. That they don't want. Like, what's the point? Like, I have no shot of getting out of here. That's part of the design. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, like, it is.
Like Verbal said about mental illness, man. All of that. Coming from a Trump era, right? Mm. We're living in a Trump environment.
Unfortunately.
Exactly. It's crazy. And technology.
It's not his yet. Because this environment has been marinating.
Yeah, of course.
And just because we have a president now that actually is pulling all of these strings that shows the actual faces of our country doesn't mean that it's now showing, because it's been happening for a very long time.
It's just been under the lid.
You see what I'm saying? It's like when you say, oh, there's a yellow car, and now all of a sudden you start seeing yellow cars every 30 minutes or every 15 minutes. Now you're acknowledging that there's a yellow car happening.
But you know what's freaky? When you're talking about anything, and then you go on social media and there are ads of shit that you were talking about.
Exactly.
Isn't that fucking nuts?
Yeah. Yep. I just noticed that like a week ago.
Exactly.
Like,
that's some fucking crazy shit.
Wasn't I just like looking this up
earlier today,
like
in the office, because I do graphic work and whatnot, we upgraded our computers. So all of a sudden, on my freaking Instagram feed, all I see is freaking Dell fucking advertisement and shit like that. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, a surprise.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So smartphones, shit holes. Give me a prepaid and an Ericsson Sony phone. I'm good to go.
You ain't going back to that shit. You ain't going back to
that flip phone.
The flip phone, the Razor. Go back to
dude. If we get organized, and people are as he said is like on that same synced frequency.
Yeah.
Humanity always finds a way to survive. In its darkest hours, it always finds
a way to survive. But not in today's world, because everything is app-based. You can't get no apps in no freaking Nextel.
I don't know.
In the Nextel phone, chirp chirp.
And
bleep, yeah, but that was dope though, right?
I think we should probably go back to the flip phones. Who really needs to look at an app and like
the
you
kids?
Know,
there's people that work.
Brainwashed.
People that work. There's people that work through apps. That's the meaning of income.
Okay, all right. That's true.
The key is that they have facilitated certain tools for certain fields. Mm. But I feel like if you don't work in the field, then dumb your phone down.
I could wait till 10 p.m. to watch baseball tonight. I don't need to look at all the scores through my phone. You know what I mean?
No, man.
Phones, listen, I'm getting free cable right now because I'm watching the shows a day or two later. But I get on my phone and I'm watching the shit for free.
For sure.
While everyone's talking about it, that's why I don't even get on social media.
Yeah, but just wait until that net neutrality kick in, player.
Oh, come on. It's been like a year already. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Shit ready.
Not to that. Yo, it'll be insane if it happens. Fucking insane.
What is that? What is that?
Net neutrality?
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
What? My man.
Break that down.
So, Pete.
Wait. And two things before you begin. Two things. Number one about the Trump thing. We're living in Trump stage. The only appealing thing about that dude that was running in the campaign was that he wasn't a dude that was under corporate pockets. That was minorly the only appealing thing because that's what you look for. You look for the motherfucker who say, yo, there's a comet that's gonna hit the earth.
Number
two, if Trump was hearing this, he'll probably call us all losers. Go ahead.
Well, Trump could stick a finger in his ass.
Yeah, man.
Listen. My whole thing bringing up Trump was, I had read somewhere where Trump was blaming violence on video games and how gory.
You serious?
That's what he was blaming.
Oh, because this happened after the shooting.
But that's an
Florida,
old card.
Right?
That goes back to his question.
Yeah. His initial question about mental illness. Now all these school shootings, he's correlating school shootings to video games. Mm. What do you think? I mean,
the numbers don't add up.
The goriest shit.
You go to black and Latino communities who love these games, you don't see that shit.
Do we play that shit though? We do.
Nah.
I mean, listen.
I'm sorry. The last game I had was Sega Genesis. Mortal Kombat.
Such
for
an
me.
Innocent time, man. I mean, yeah.
All right. So I'll pop in.
I might have duking you to death.
Whoopsie.
But I might not shoot you.
Whoopsie.
There it is.
We do, though. We do.
I'm going to pop in. So for a guy that I used to play in Call of Duty. 4 hours.
Awesome.
I used to work on retail store, come home, play some Call of Duty to get my customer anger out. Cool.
Yeah.
No problem. But to come and say that because of this, I'm going to go and shoot up a school, that doesn't relate.
It doesn't equate.
It does, absolutely
but
not.
But a lot of the shootings, the school shootings, the kids were taking meds.
And
so there's
okay.
What a surprise.
Listen, right there. You stop your sentence right there.
They're taking meds.
The problem number one, taking meds.
You know what movie I seen this weekend? Donnie Darko.
Awesome. I have to see that.
That's a crazy flick. Classic, crazy flick.
Could you explain the ending for me, please?
For Donnie Darko?
I still don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it. Oh, okay.
You want me to leave the room?
No, I'll tell you.
I'll leave the room. If that movie's that good,
I'll leave get the fuck out of here. I want to know the damn ending.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, if you want. If you want to talk about the movie.
Yo, but it was so twisted.
Knowledge over spoilers.
No,
I haven't seen it, but I need to write it down.
Awesome
and
flick,
watch it,
man. Yo, write it down.
Write it down.
I'm about the old school.
Shout out to Jews, man. He put me onto that flick years ago, man.
Yo,
shout out to
I just Jews. Watched it on Saturday.
Awesome film, man. Yo. Underrated. Very underrated.
Film,
that was Jake Gyllenhaal, right? That's his name? That was one of his early works, too, man.
That was early 2001.
Yeah, that was one of his early works, man. Well, anyway, going back to the whole school shooting thing. The whole school shooting shit is that it doesn't equate, and I'm with this brother because you can make that argument for anything. They say hip hop was the cause of, you know, degrading women and violence against each other, but
it was.
You take that away, that's not gonna stop. You really think that's gonna stop neighborhoods that these people grow up in? You had soul music back in the days, and that same violence was occurring.
This is true.
You're right.
This is true.
But that's because of poverty. That's poor neighborhoods.
Well, yeah, but that's
you gotta, okay. So some things need to be observed. All right. So you have these people that, first of all, live in an environment which basically violence.
It's what they breathe
and dream on. So now these communities are put there for a specific reason. So you got to understand who put these people here and the reason why they're there because it's affordable to them.
The government.
Which obviously they're being suppressed because the lower wages have been stagnant for the past 220 years to 30 years.
Poor income,
after
poor
the
education,
1930s,
goes to
bro,
poor food.
Or 1980s, one of those two. Productivity of the humankind has gone up. And then where's the wages? They haven't been kept up. They haven't kept up, which means people are still got to stick to their hoods, whether they like it or not, because obviously the money's not giving them opportunity to continue to grow.
So, you know what I mean?
It's inevitable to have a community that's still going to be violent and all this and that, because obviously the need for them to survive is there. And what happens when you are in desperate mode? You go about it. Anyway, you can.
And the minimum wage that steadily rises, inflation occurs at the same time. So it's basically you're getting $15 an hour, but the value of everything else goes up. So you're basically stuck in the same shit.
You know what I mean? So it's supposed to be economy grows, wages grow. And what the issue that we've been happening for the past 40, 50 years is economy keeps on growing while wages keep on staying the same, which is
no
the
standards.
Problem.
Yeah.
Word. I mean... That's where the AI robots come in. You know, you forget about all your problems.
Which is fine, but we need people to actually hit them books and actually understand how AI works.
Word up.
Because we need people to be technicians when it comes to this. We need people that are going to be able to help when there's a problem. And you know what I mean? And we cannot just stick to what we do today just because it's easy to be done.
You can't stick about it. What you said? Stigmata? Stigmata Palms, that was a dope joint,
oh,
man.
Thank you,
man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Old Man Paranormal.
What a transition.
Yeah. Yo, but listen, guys, man. Listen, this world is fucked up, and it's so fucked up.
This world is beautiful.
That it's a manufactured insanity, and we living in it. Y'all want to thank our guests, man. Yo, where can people reach you? Say your name, and where can people reach you?
Haquez Art is Jaquez Art IG. That's my IG. That's all I have going down right now. So you guys could go ahead there and add me. And, yeah, for sure.
No other guests as well?
Oh, peace, man. It's Paranormal. Yo, fellas, I got to say, I really enjoyed this. I wish I could talk another hour with you guys on this shit. I guess we'll eat another.
Well,
another
you'll come back. You know you're going to come back.
I'll come back, yeah. I shall return. The prodigal son shall return.
But where people can reach you at, man?
Yo, you could check me out on Twitter, Paranormal718. You got other music. Links. All the links are there on SoundCloud. You could check Paranormal. The new album drop, man. Just fucking. You can Google the Project for Global Madness by Paranormal. You'll get all the links: iTunes, Apple, Google Play, Amazon, fucking iHeartRadio. You can get the physicals on Bandcamp, CD Baby, and Big Cartel, man.
Speaking of baby, that's Derek's nickname.
I know.
I
want to
give a shout out
to
baby right now.
Derek, I remember.
Derek, say what's up.
Yeah, man.
What's up, everybody?
Where can they reach you at?
My Instagram is Hermes. Hermes _ 95. Talking on the topic of the wages remaining the same and the productivity going up, we need to waken up, like my brother here said. And there's different ways to do that. If you guys follow me, you guys will figure out different ways to break out of that and to break out of. I feel like we're still being slaved by the whole system.
We still are slaves, man.
Yeah.
We're just being slaved in a different way.
Or we still got chains, man.
But.
So you know what?
Guillotine?
I'm gonna throw it out there just so we could start stimulating some ideas. So right, if we need to stop feeding the monster or the dragon,
and you're gonna cut it right there because you're gonna be back to be continued.
No!
Well, my man got a gem right now.
All
right. My man's gonna leave us with a gem. You're emphatic. Let him know.
I think one of the solutions to this. To all these problems is we got a boogie. We got to dance.
Yo,
right?
Manufactured Insanity, IG, holla.
Yo, peace out,
so
people, man.
Everybody, just put your headphones on and rock to this real quick.
Oh, yeah.